I got to give a shout out to Inside Investigator and Mark Fitch, who put an article out there this week. It says Connecticut's new 700-page budget bill contains tailored language placing the city of Ansonia under Tier 1 state oversight by the Municipal Finance Accountability Commission, which means it could mean that the city would have to present a 5-year plan and adopt the commission's recommendations. Now, Ansonia is not the only city that would be under this oversight, essentially. I saw Derby mentioned in there as well. But it's the reaction we're getting from Mayor Cassetti, who said, I believe the quote was, over my dead body. And Mayor Cassetti is here to talk more about this. Mayor Cassetti, welcome back. Talk to us a little bit about when you first heard the news that Ansonia could be subjected to this.
Good morning, Melissa. Yes, over my dead body is what I told them. Because, first of all, when I read it, I said, wait a minute. We have a AA- bond rating. Okay, that's very good. Very good. We have $7 to $9 million in our fund balance. This is all political. This is state representative who asked for this bill to be passed to investigate Ansonia. Now you got to remember, Ansonia is a distressed community. Okay, as I stated before, we were number 2 when I took office. It's now 22. And of all the municipalities that are distressed, they're 40 and 50 mills, their mill rates. Okay, Ansonia is at a minimal of 28 mills. That's what we're at. What they're doing is, this is strictly political. They want to get in here. They want to take over our town. They want to bring in low to moderate income housing and tax us to death. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make us be equal with them, other distressed communities. And I won't allow it. I will not allow it. OK, I worked very hard for the citizens of Ansonia, keeping taxes stable every single year. And I'll be damned if I'm going to let Hartford bury the Ansonia residents in taxes like they have the rest of the state. I'm here for them. And I don't believe that. This should be political. There's nothing wrong with us. We are rock solid in our finances. Rock solid.
So, Mayor Cassetti, let's kind of break down some of the things that you've mentioned. First of all, for those who are not familiar, when you say that Ansonia was a number 2 on the distressed communities, and then you took office, and now you are, near that number, you're way further away from
higher.
It.
I'm around 22.
Around 22. So, first of all, what does that mean to be a distressed community for people who are not familiar?
I guess low income people, jobs, economic times in Ansonia. There's a lot of towns that are stressed out. See Derby. Derby is a distressed community, but they're not on that list for the oversight. And they're at 43 mills. Okay, this is what the goal is. Is to increase our tax rate. And I refuse to do that. For 12 years, I have never raised taxes. This year, I'm going up 1.75 because we were short funded by the state for our Board of Education. Joe DeBacco could attest to that. So could Rich Beshura. I mean, we didn't get the funding we needed from the state. So we were subject to raising taxes so that we could pay for education and keep things stable here in Ansonia, like I have done for the last 12 years.
So I guess in this article, again, we have Ansonia Mayor David Cassetti here. It says nearby city of Derby voluntarily placed itself under the purview of the MFAC, again, Municipal Finance Accountability Commission. As you mentioned, they didn't, I guess if you want to call it, qualify for what this would be. But Ansonia did. So Mayor Cassetti, I guess my question would be, are you able to defy this? I mean, if it's you could just say, no, I'm not going to do it.
Well, the way I look at it is they would have to send an FOI. I doubt they'll come in person because I won't allow them in, but they'll have to send an FOI requesting financial stuff to look at. And they're going to find absolutely nothing. You know, Melissa, I must have got 175 FOIs the last 11 years or 12 years that I've been in office. And they found absolutely nothing in them FOIs. All we did was put my people to work, not taking care of city business, but having to answer to these FOIs, these phony FOIs that I'm getting sent from my opponents. And and that's the same thing that's going to happen here. I mean, this is all generated by a bill that the state representative who represents this district and doesn't do anything for us has initiated. And to me, it's purely political. And I hope that the people and the residents of Ansonia see that.
Are you talking about Representative Kara Rochelle?
Yes.
Okay. You two don't get along.
Well, you know what it is? I could get along with her, but behind my back, she does things so vindictive. And I'm like, I can't talk to a person like that. I'm brought up, you know, trustworthy with people. And you got somebody backstabbing you. I can't talk to people like that. I'm sorry. I'm a different type of person.
No, I understand. And I'm not here to judge anybody. Certainly, I haven't heard back from Kara Rochelle when I saw this article. Yeah, I sent her the article, so we'll see if she responds back. I know she's been on the show many times before, so we'll see what she says. I guess my question would be, Mayor Cassetti, and maybe this is more for her to answer, is why put Ansonia in that position? So if that's really the case, why put Ansonia on the radar in that position to have oversight like this? I mean, even if you guys don't get along, why would you put Ansonia in that kind of a position?
Yeah, but it's strictly political law. Melissa, I'm telling you right now, it's political. I already explained to you what our fund balance is, what our S&P rating is. I mean, it's most towns in the state of Connecticut don't have as high as us. And why are we going on this oversight committee? Why?
Yeah,
why? Remember the questions I got asked.
Right.
She won't answer. She didn't answer the gentleman who wrote the story. She was not available for comment. Why? You should be right on top of it. You're the one that entertained the bill to come after us, the town you represent. Okay, respond. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
that's a question for her.
Yeah, I certainly, like I said, I've certainly reached out, sent her the article, and we'll see if I can get her to respond to it. So I guess at this point, Mayor Cassetti, because the budget did pass.
Yes, it did.
So I guess what is sort of your next step then? Because again.
Okay.
Yeah, well, so what does that mean for you guys?
Okay, well, listen, back in February, I put my mayor's budget together. It called for a 1.75 mil increase. And then when we didn't get funded by the state and they shortchanged us on our ECS funding, our education cost sharing, they wanted to go up over 3% of what the budget was, which triggers a referendum, which I put in place back in 2013. So we voted four times over the last month and a half. But the other day, we were able to trim. I sat down with Joe DiBacco and Rich Beshura, and we were able to trim the budget to get it under the 3%. So now it won't go to referendum. It goes right to a mill increase of 1.75. And that's what I entertained back in February. We did a full circle, dog and pony shows, all the way just to get what I initially put in. Okay, and I had to do that because we were shortchanged by the state. And I have to fund education. That's very important.
Agreed. Absolutely. I agree, and I understand that. So, Mayor Cassetti, will you keep us posted on what—
I most certainly will.
Yeah, that would be great.
I got you on text message. I'll let you know where we stand. But probably an FOI is going to come through probably within a few days. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Well, Mayor Cassetti, I appreciate you keeping us in the loop and always being willing to come on the show to talk about these things. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. That is Ansonia Mayor David Cassetti right here on WICC. And yes, as I mentioned, I have reached out via email to Representative Kara Rochelle, and she's always been very receptive. So we'll see what she says when I hear back from her.